today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners, salamu alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. From Iran, you're listening to this program. We're going to speak about preparing for the month of Ramadan.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, 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 ya Habib. Ramadan, Ramadan, laytaka dawman qareeb.
But first, we look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 28th of the month of Sha'ban, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Isfand, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of March, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's start with verse 81. Of chapter An-Nisa from the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ويقولون طاعة فإذا برزوا من عندك بيت طائفة منهم غير الذي تقول والله يكتب ما يبيتون فأعرض عنهم وتوكل على الله وكفى بالله وكيلا.
And they say, we pledge obedience. But when they leave you, a group of them spend the night determining to do other than what you say. But Allah records what they plan by night. So leave them alone and rely upon Allah. And sufficient is Allah as disposer of affairs.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In this verse, the Quran has pointed to the situation of some hypocrites. It says that when they come beside the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, they harmonize with others and express that they obey the command of the Holy Prophet. But when go out from the presence of the Prophet, they neglect their promises, and in their night meetings, they make some decisions against the Holy Prophet. Yet Allah commands his messenger to turn aside from them with no fear. He's ordered not to rely on them in his affairs, but to trust only in Allah, who is the best assisting helper and the protector.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Qawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب
شكرا يا رب
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكرا يا
As I told you, we're going to speak about preparing for the month of Ramadan. As the holy month of Ramadan draws near, all of us are busy working, getting on with our daily routines, forgetting the importance of preparation. It's vital that Muslims prepare the same way you would for an interview or an event. By doing this, you are attaining blessings from the very beginning till the end instead of losing focus and the importance of fasting. Fasting is not just about the prohibition of food and drink. It is much more than that. It's a spiritual journey for ourselves and the ability to keep away from desires. The strength of our iman or faith is tested, and you are increasing your closeness with Allah to help with the arrangements you should start to prepare before the month of Ramadan.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. This is Ali, and we are going to talk about the etiquettes of entering the blessed month of Ramadan. In Islamic culture and the narrations of religious leaders, there are etiquettes and rituals for the beginning of every lunar month that strengthen the connection between the creation and the creator. Keep the remembrance of Allah alive in memories and place man under the protection of His eternal power. Undoubtedly, this attention causes the solving of many problems and the avoidance of afflictions and harms. Among all the months, none compares to the glorious month of Ramadan, month of Allah's feast and hospitality, the best hospitality of the kind Lord. And this blessed month is the Holy Quran, which was revealed in this month. What better hospitality than the host sending a book for his guest that contains all human happiness? On the other hand, it is the month in which Laylatul Qadr, the night of destiny, lies, a night in which the fate of mankind for 1 year is determined according to their merits. Likewise, it is the spring of worship, the month of education and training, purity and piety, and righteousness and self-building. Therefore, the blessed month of Ramadan is one of the most precious months or times that we have, and properly benefiting from it, including entering this month, requires sufficient knowledge and understanding of its values. One cannot welcome the blessed month of Ramadan without preparation. There must always be readiness from both the host and the guest. The host must prepare the hospitality, and the guest must prepare themselves in clothes and cleanliness. Since Allah's mercy is all-encompassing and endless, He is always ready to host. It is us who must prepare ourselves with etiquette and prerequisites mentioned in narrations to benefit the most from this precious opportunity and Allah's hospitality.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
Be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day for 15 minutes. وَمَضَاتُ خَيْرٍ لِلْعِبَادِ وَمَضَاتُ نُورٍ لِلْفُؤَادِ وَمَضَاتُ خَيْرٍ لِلْعِبَادِ وَمَضَاتُ نُورٍ لِلْفُؤَادِ
This is today's special and getting spiritually ready for the month of Ramadan. Performing more acts of worship towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during Ramadan brings great rewards. Prepare for Ramadan spiritually by spending some time beforehand perfecting your prayer and Quran recitation. Build up your confidence by leading prayer amongst your family and friends. encourage yourself to recite more Quran during the day and make your prayer, both obligatory and recommended one, more spiritually fulfilling. Likewise, make finding recitation time easier on yourself by reading the Quran after prayer. Even if it's looking at the translation and listening to a recitation, any effort to improve your understanding of the Holy Quran will surely bring you closer to Allah.
أرجو رضاك يا
الله
أنت الرحيم يا
الله
هبني عطاك يا
الله
أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا
الله
أنت العظيم يا
الله
فيك الرجاء يا
الله
أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الله الله يا ربي يا الله
By the way, this is today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this part, we'll look at recommending du'as for the month of Ramadan. One of the du'as is du'a makarimul akhlaq, the honorable morals. This du'a has been taught by our fourth imam, Imam Zainul Abidin, Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, and is a clear indication of the loftiness of moral virtues expected of a believer. Islam believes in the elevation of the human being, that the human is a great and dignified creation, far above the animal world. One of the signs of this dignity is the possession of noble and magnanimous qualities. In order to achieve this behavioral excellence, man needs to overcome his base and selfish attributes and cultivate noble qualities. In this dua, the Imam Sajjad specifies these qualities and shows how we can try to inculcate them in ourselves. Taken as a lesson in akhlaq, the dua is a wonderful program for those who wish to excel in good manners. Muhammad al-Mustafa, the last prophet of Allah, peace be upon him and his family, says, "The most complete in faith among the believers is he who has the best manners." Sayyid Saleh al-Ghazwini.
Like everything else, brothers and sisters, the month of Ramadan requires preparation for. It is not an event that should be taken lightly or one that we should just turn our attention to as it begins. Because sometimes we find ourselves in this situation, right? Suddenly we realize, you know, the crescent has been sighted. Ramadan, the month of Ramadan is here. And I begin my journey of spirituality with the beginning of the month. Now this is great. This is excellent. But like many other things in life, in order to fully appreciate, in order to fully take advantage of the month of Ramadan, we need to prepare ourselves in advance. We work towards purifying our souls. We work towards purifying our souls. What does this mean? You know, some of us, the question might come up, what's so important? We always hear about this idea of purifying the soul, purifying the soul. Why is this important? Why is there so much emphasis placed on this notion of purifying the soul? Simply, the simple answer to this, brothers and sisters, is that our souls are the receptacles of divine guidance. They are the receptacles of divine guidance. It is our soul that is able to either absorb or reject divine guidance and mercy. It's the receptacle, right? And so it is important for this receptacle, in order to be fully utilized, and so that it can fully absorb God's mercy, God's compassion, God's blessings, that it has to be pure.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special. I invite you to listen and follow us on parstoday.ir/en. There is a tab there, Call of Islam Radio. By selecting that, you can see the archive of all of our programs. And of course, it's nice to follow today's special. Thank you very much, and fi amanillah.
Subhanaka Rabbi, Subhanak, Subhanaka ma azama shanak, Nad'uka wa narju ghufranak, Nad'uka wa narju ghufranak.